Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. Number 58. Is this our fate? Oh my God, I got my wingman Zambo.
Hello.
And we're at home. This is the home edition Within Brim Skin.
Yes, it is.
Very, very strange. We did the Grindhouse Radio like this past week. And it's very bizarre and different. And I don't like it. No, sir. I don't like it at all. I do
futures now, Steve's, old man.
I do get to see Steve's prepubescent face on video chat. So
listen,
it's always nice.
Listen, the stuff that I have is called stubble, and it sucks. And I have to shave it, or if I let it grow, it gets disgusting. And then I have a goatee out of nowhere. There's the stage.
Good when you have the beard and everything, it looks good on you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You inspired me to grow out the beard.
That's bull. What you did. Bull.
You did. I had my goatee, and I'm like, you know what? If Zambo can do it, I can too. And I was like, I was inspired. And then I started growing it out, and I'm like, oh, wow, look. I have a big, bushy face. And then you go and you shave it out, and now look at you. Look at you.
You know, I know we're on voice chat right now, but I noticed you got a little brown on your nose right here.
What are you talking about on my nose?
You got a little brown. You got a little brown.
No, you disappointed me.
A little brown
me.
Around your nose.
No, you disappointed me.
You got a piece of my boot on the side of your mouth.
Skin, always, Within Brim Skin, as always, shut your damn mouth, son. It is brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane & Tail Hair Care Products, discover the secret, and Bear Dynamic High Quality Audio Technology, the right product for everything you need. Being as we're doing the home edition today, we're bare bones, and we will not be doing the secret word of the day. So I know you're all going to be upset about that. Are you upset about that, Zambo?
I mean, to be honest, I was kind of expecting it, but I understand if you don't. Yeah. Yeah. You know what the secret word of the day is? Community.
Community. Yeah.
We may not say it, but still.
Well, you know what? It's people need to be coming together now as a community. Ah! As what do you call it? And you know, as a means to an end, because right now everybody is in 50 different directions. People are not treating each other properly. People are hoarding. People are disgusting. One of the things that's been driving me absolutely crazy.
Oh, yes.
And it disgusts. It's the repugnant scumbags of this universe who are just disgusting, putrid things that are not even fit to be humans, who are taking their dirty gloves and their dirty face masks and throwing them on the floor in parking lots of the grocery stores. They're just tossing them on the ground and leaving them there for somebody else to sit and deal with and pick up. That is disgusting.
How dare you?
Like, you know, God help me, and God help, sure as hell, help them if I ever see that in person. I swear to God, I will slap the taste out of someone's mouth. I will probably take a bunch of the different gloves and shove them in their freaking mouth,
I was going to say, you should probably just do that instead.
Can you imagine? I would legitimately hold them down, take the goddamn gloves, and repeatedly shove them in their mouth. Go ahead. You want to throw this on the ground so somebody else get your freaking herpes? Now I'm going to make sure that somebody else's whatever is going to get into your mouth. You know what I mean? Yeah, coronavirus for you. Yep. Coronavirus for your wife.
Like at this point, it's like people litter all the time, and that's something we should always be curbing regardless, and that's just my belief on that subject. But at a time like this, that is the dumbest thing you can do. There's garbage pails right next to the carts, where the carts go.
Right.
You barely put the carts away, but you could probably walk 2 extra feet and just throw out the frickin' gloves.
Listen,
if not, there's probably garbage bags ready for.
I am guilty of not returning my shopping cart all the time. I'll leave it by the car. You know, I might be like, all right, I'm too lazy to walk it over.
Yeah.
But you know what? Ever since this, every time I'm wearing gloves, I make sure to get up and I walk the cart over, and then I take the gloves and I throw the gloves into what do you call it? The trash can. Every single time.
Pablo Escobar's
cocaine.
It's
not that difficult. It's easy. How is it that people can't seem to get it right? I don't understand.
People are dumb.
I don't understand.
Keep in mind, the population of the human race is really, really dumb. And then there's also the other half that is even dumber than that dumb. So keep that when you're going in. And then there's those who shop at Walmart, which is you and I.
Well, listen, you know, I gotta be blunt. I love Walmart. I get a lot of stuff there. It's less expensive than going to a lot of the other places. What do you call it? I've gotten to know a lot of the different staff and so forth at the different Walmarts around here. I know people from corporate. I mean, hell, they carry Brimstone products at Walmart.
That's true.
So I'm perfectly fine with Walmart in general, but there's some people that go there that are just absolutely repugnant.
I agree. I'm not going against Walmart themselves. Trust me on this. I am going against the people that go into Walmart that are not, well, the brightest and the cleanest and the smartest.
No, absolutely, absolutely disgusting. I mean, it's funny because I have pictures and everything, and I've always meant to be like, well, that people of Walmart thing.
But I was about to say that.
At the end of the day, people got to understand you're not being made. Walmart's not made fun of. It's some of the people that decide to go to Walmart.
Okay, so I don't know what was wrong with this person, but dear God, I think they needed a shower. It was the time where I saw the Main and Tail thing that I spoke about last week. I neglected to tell you this part because I forgot, because it was just such a mental stench image in my head. There was a woman two aisles over that I could smell.
No.
Kid you not. I was at the neighborhood market Walmart, and I went into my aisle, and that's when I got the mantle. I was smelling something. I'm like, what smells sweet but sickly and kind of makes me like half gag? And then I kind of, I didn't follow it, but I was heading in the direction that I needed to head to get to the register. And then I saw it, and then that's when it just woof, and I'm like, oh. It was just not fun.
See that? See now, why can't why can't people bathe? Remember, we had this conversation. I'm pretty sure it was with you and not Alex, with the woman who, for some reason, every goddamn time, Danielle would take Haley to dance. This one woman had some stank ass smells out of her rear end, and she would just walk by, and it would be a wafty stench. And it's like, maybe you have a medical issue or something's going on, and in that case, I feel bad for you. But you know, at the end of the day, like, wash yourself, wash your ass. How hard is that? Please,
can't reach it. Get a toilet brush, one that you can only use for your ass, and scrub it. Please, just something.
If you're bigger and you're heftier, they have those things where you can use to
loofah on a stick.
The loofah on a stick.
Done.
It's true.
Jesus, please.
And, it's just a sad thing. And don't just try to throw a little bit of perfume on it to think that, that's going to hide the stank. You know what I mean? That's just that. Then you get to the hooba stank. I think that's where they got the name from, the hooba stank. You know what I'm
saying? Oh, hell yeah. The hoofa stank.
What do you call it? Anyway, so yeah, this past week has been pretty crazy. Spending a ton of time, making connections, doing some things. I've got a bunch of appearances coming up, because since we can't be out on the road, I'm trying to do as many things to connect with the audience as possible. So I've been doing a lot of lives to connect with people. I've been doing a lot of Facebook lives. For those of you who are on Facebook, you can catch those. I've also been doing, I'm going to be set up within the next week. I'm doing interviews with the Light Inside podcast. I've got Carpool Shenanigans coming up, I believe, in 2 days. Tomorrow, actually. Entrified podcast, Stupid Humans, the podcast, and Piecing It Together as well. I'm set up for all of those currently, which is very cool. And, we'll make sure if you hit up my social media or what do you call it, you know, listen to the show next week. I'll make sure you can, you know, tell where you can find everything online. But really, really cool people, a lot of really cool shows. So I'm really psyched to go and do a lot of those things. I think, Steve, you need to be doing some of these guest appearances.
I think so, too. If you happen to reach out to them, feel free, because I'll be more than happy to talk to them in general, because it'd be fun. I love meeting other people, number one. And number two, just talking shop, either about podcasts or just creative process. I mean, that's my thing. So I'm down.
Yeah, and speaking of podcasting in general, we've created a group on Facebook called Podcast 101, yes. Time to Learn.
We've had to approve a few more people as of today.
Oh, did we? Mm-hmm. Today we got some more? Okay, good.
We got a few more. Slowly building. In a good way, of course.
Still brand new. Still putting the word out there. But we're going to be doing a bunch of Q&As on there. We're going to be doing tutorials, the whole nine yards. Please join us over there. It's a non-promotional group. It's there strictly to learn and become a network and engage with each other. please check that out. It's facebook.com/groups/learning2podcast. So again, facebook.com/groups/learning2podcast. And that'll be a good thing to have you guys join us. Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Hero!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T! In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now is a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune into my brother, Brimstone.
Keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this: healthy gourmet meals prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this, you can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock and Pokemon, Urien and Street Fighter, and the King and Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hello!
So, I wanted to also touch base on couple of things, some good that people are doing out there. Fogo to Show here on Long Island, we call it Long over there, is doing a great job. I can't say it enough. He asked me, he said, come on by, you know, I got something else for you. He wanted to show me this new VIP package that he got, and I had ordered some other food. You know, because, yeah, you know, nothing better than Fogo during the apocalypse. And, like, for reals. And I went in, and, you know, I drive, you drive, you order it, you drive up, and they bring it out, they put it in the car for you. You know, they don't come next to you, you know, you can pay on the phone. And they bring it right out to you, and the stuff is great. So he actually had a kit that he put together. It's a bachata kit, what do you call it, where okay. You can make the make that special drink. I always say it wrong, so I don't want to say it because I'm okay. Going to say it wrong, but
that's,
you know,
fair
the drink
enough
that we always have there, the
cup, yes,
capatueta. I don't know, I can't remember
what
it's called. I am awful with that, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you call it? It comes with like a big bottle of the stuff. What do you call it? Like 10 limes, sugar, the instructions, and the, what do you call it? A roll of toilet paper.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's
because
hilarious.
Nobody can get toilet paper right now. So what do you call it? Anyways, yeah. That being said, what do you call it? That being said, you know, Fog on the Show, Carl Place, they're doing full meals. They're doing, you know, right to the curb, curbside pickup. They're doing butchered meats, you know what I mean? So if you need some butchered meats, you can't get it at the store, you want something good, you call them up. They got that there too. They have the special VIP kit to make some drinks. They have wine, beer, the whole nine. So, you know, definitely keep them, you know, in your mind, your thoughts, and give them a shot, because, you know, they had a lot of people that they had to put on furlough. And they're, you know, they're working to keep everybody's medical benefits going. You know, so, you know, give them some love. Make sure you should check them out.
Yeah.
Also, you know, if you are on Long Island as well, you know, hit up the Walmart in East Meadow, who did a nice donation along with GHR to the local food bank. Also, the Green Turtle, who is a good friend of ours in East Meadow, New York, they are doing curbside as well. So go in and show them some love. Gentle Giant, our friends in Rochester. What is it, Rochester there? What is it considered over there?
It's right outside Westchester County.
Okay. So what do we call it? But Gentle Giant Brewery, they are doing curbside out there. Go and get some delicious meat. What do you call it? You can get some meat. Get some delicious barbecue to take home for the family. Save yourself the cook for the meal. You know, they've got amazing food over there. Great people there. And you know, Matt, who's the owner over there, or one of the owners, he actually just started a new project to help raise money for the health, not the healthcare workers, for the restaurant workers who are all displaced right now. So
that's awesome.
It's for, Yeah, it's for t-shirts that you can purchase a t-shirt, and all the money is the profit, I believe, is going to the you know, restaurant workers who are displaced. And it's for t-shirts, stay 6 feet away. I forgot what exactly what it was. Or 6 feet away, please. I off the top of my head,
it says, I think, 6 feet, please. I think it says 6 feet, yeah. Please. Yeah, because I remember making a joke about it, going, oh, I thought it was 6 feet of, you know, smoked ribeye, but all right, I guess I'll take the 6 feet away. And he was like,
yeah, hey. Keep going.
No, and he was just like, hey. That's all. That's all I got.
Yeah, no, I had him sign me up on it so that people can see me on the website, you know, for it. And I'm trying to grab it real quick, you know, so I can mention it to everybody on air. Bear with me for a second. It's just, I've had so many emails working at home, like, you know, it's hard to, let's see. So it's www.morethanjustcraft.org. And what do you call it? Basically, 100% of profits are being donated to the service industry workers who are affected. The profits from the percentage of total shirts that are sold are going to be sent out to help out the people in your community. So if people buy 4 out of 10 shirts, 40% of the profits are sent to you to distribute to the people you know who have been hit by this. So basically, if somebody wants to go and buy one of the shirts, all right, use my code. It's BRIM20, BRIM20, T-0, okay? BRIM20. And basically, if you go to the site, morethanjustcraft.com, .org, sorry, morethanjustcraft.org, if you buy a shirt from there, and you get more people to buy the shirts from there using that code, we're going to take that money and we're going to get it out to be distributed to the local restaurants here on Long Island, as well as other people around the country that we're affiliated with. So, you know, so help us out. Help us to help other people. Buy a shirt. And, yeah, that's pretty much where we're at with that. I'm still learning about the whole situation. You people know how I don't normally put codes out. But the reason why they need a code for this is so that they can distribute any funds from these shirts to the people locally. You know what I mean? So they can make sure that I can get it to the people that need it locally.
Well, that's just awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Steve, you might want to grab it too and, you know, make one, have him make another code for you, or we should probably make one for GHR too, or
yeah,
whatever it is.
GHR code would be great.
For the same people.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I think that'd be awesome.
But that's the kit and caboodle for that. I mean, it's so people, you know, make sure that you do the right thing. You know what I mean? I understand if you don't have the money during these times, but you know, people. Oh my God, I love that drawing. Very nice, Steve. Very nice.
You're welcome.
I just caught the drawing that you made. You know.
sorry, I was distracting you.
I think that it's you know, it's for a good cause, so people should do it.
Definitely.
That being said, I also wanted to touch on, and then you have a lot of fun stuff for next segment.
Yeah, I got two little things we can speak
on. I wanted to touch on Tiger King. So,
oh boy, you got 3 minutes. Go for it.
It is a train wreck and a half, and it is absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you how crazy this show is. People, I urge you. What was that?
You and Tom were going at it with GHR, right? So,
yeah.
You guys weren't even scratching the surface of how insane it was, and I was already blown away by, like, not even a third of it. And I was like, I was just in shock.
Wow. That's, yeah. There's so many twists and turns that there's no way for me to actually, like, give you... I couldn't give you the whole 9 yards, but now new things are happening with it. You know, so it's about this guy, Joe Exotic, and he's just a strange dude, man. And all these just really strange people that are all, you know, owners of exotic animals, mostly tigers. And there's just so many twists and turns. I just don't have enough time to sit and chat about it right now. But you can hear some of it on GHR, and I'm sure you've seen a million and three memes.
I've seen a few, but ones that just don't make me understand it. Like I said, it looks like Lisa Frank threw up on Dog the Bounty Hunter, and this is who you get for Tiger King. I was like,
pretty much.
And blew
me away. Speaking of him, this guy, all right, so is Joe Maldonado Passage, who's also known as Joe Exotic. So apparently, what's really funny, because he's in prison right now, spoiler alert, what do you call it? He filed a $94 million federal civil rights lawsuit 3 days before the docuseries Tiger King debuted on Netflix. Can you believe that?
That is actually kind of insane.
He's coming after a ton of people against multiple government agencies, former business partners, the whole nine yards. I mean, this guy is crazy. He really is. And I can this guy, there's so much, everything from, you know, gay sex to, what do you call it? With straight men, that became his
husband murders.
To Carol Baskin killed her husband, absolutely. To brothels, to killing tigers, to using speaking of Walmart again, using expired Walmart meats to feed people and feed the animals. It's a big roller coaster ride of shame and disgusting, like awfulness that is real life and everything was actually happening in real time. So yeah, I very, very interesting. Also, what we just found out is in the documentary, the place was set on fire. There was a certain area that was his studio on the ranch. That was set on fire, and like all the, there was like tons of video footage and so forth there. I don't want to tell, you know, say what it was there for because it'll ruin.
Don't spoil it too much. But dear God,
story. But if they burned it down, but it was also part of the alligator crocodile house, and it just turns out that the alligators and the crocodile that died, that were burned to death, were Michael Jackson's gators and crocodiles. And yeah, oof. And that's been confirmed. And that's how ridiculously crazy that this documentary is, that they didn't even mention that. They didn't even mention Michael Jackson's gators and crap. Meanwhile,
it's probably like he had enough with that documentary. From this guy.
Yeah, well, Shaq has bought tigers from him. Other people have bought and been there and done. And it's just, you need to see the train wreck. That's all. That's all I got to say about it right now. Why don't we do this? Man. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brim Skin, and then Zambo's got some stuff to talk about, including the hippopotamus.
Hey, guys, this is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiger, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Brim, and every once in a while, Zambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before?
We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
Welcome back to Within Brim's Skin. All right. Okay, so
very nice.
I have, thank you, I have two stories here, but I'm going to hold off the hippopotamus one first, and I'm going to do another one instead. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
So, in Manchester, New Hampshire, a man who was told to turn down his music was chased down the street by a neighbor with a sword. Oh, yeah. So, Benjamin Leyland knocked on a door on Monday and said, "Hey, I'm upset. Can you please turn down that music?" And he probably said, "Oh, yeah, sure, sure, no problem," and then probably turned it back up later on. Whatever that conflict was, it happened again. After about the second or third time, he became upset and grabbed his sword and chased the man down the hall. And thankfully, there were no injuries. So that's at least good. However, dude, you get that mad, you got a freaking, come on, a sword? You could be clever than that.
That's a lot of fun.
I mean, it sounds absolutely hilarious. Although, in Texas...
Got a big pig sticker.
Exactly. Now, in Texas, though...
Was this during the lockdown?
This was on the 24th, so last week.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So they came out of hibernation to sit and go after each other.
Basically.
With stinging and swords.
Yeah. Now, this was New Hampshire. So he's being arraigned on Tuesday, and he's going to be arraigned on like next Tuesday and all that stuff. So like whatever happens, happens.
Gotcha.
So he's being charged with criminal threatening.
Texas.
Yeah, exactly. So if he was in Texas, however, they have open carry laws with swords. So he technically would have been safer if he lived in Texas and did the same thing. Isn't that wild? It's wild.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
So if you're going to chase somebody with a sword, do it in Texas.
Do it in Texas. Guns too. Texas is just like, you, everything, woo! You know what I mean. And I don't mean anything negative by Texas. I love Texas, to be brutally honest. Okay, so...
I'll
go for it.
Put it this way. Texas is one of my favorite places to visit. So, you know, at the end of the
day... I got no beef.
I told you, when I when I was at San Antonio Comic-Con for the first year that I was at San Antonio Comic-Con, and I was walking down in the middle of town. It was right across the street from the Alamo, and there were guys walking around.
Surprise, you remember?
Outside of bars with, like, rifles on their backs. It was incredible, and I'm like, holy crap, what if somebody gets a little too drunk? Like, I said, I don't know if I want to be here right now. You know, like, it was a little crazy.
No, I understand that entirely. Yeah, it's a little terrifying.
I don't know.
It's okay.
So you got hippos.
So I have hippos now, and we have a little bit more time, so this kind of works out. This is a bit of a longer story. So apparently, Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos can be restoring...
Oh, I know Pablo Jr.
I know you do. So the cocaine hippos that his dad had may be restoring Colombia's ecosystem.
Wait, hold on a second.
Exactly.
How would they still be alive? How long do hippos live?
Quite a long time. But he had a group of nearly 80 hippos. Well, I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Wow.
But, okay, so he had four that were freed after his death in 93, right? Since then, those four have come to birth 80 hippos. Sorry, I should probably read ahead a little bit. So, holy crap. Okay. So, they've been nicknamed the cocaine hippos. So, it's kind of like their nickname. They're not actually, like, filled with cocaine. Which, honestly, that'd be pretty bad. It was like that bear that we spoke about. You know, the bear and the cocaine.
Wait, hold on. So,
did I tell you about that?
No, you didn't tell me about a bear and cocaine.
Oh, I gotta tell you.
Hold on. So these hippos are breeding other hippos.
So back in 93, the four hippos that Escobar owned, right, were set free back into the wild in Colombia.
Okay.
From then to now, they have birthed about 80 hippos, and they are all nicknamed the cocaine hippos.
Oh, wow.
That's their name. So they are restoring
something for the environment.
They basically, yeah. They're basically playing a biological role similar to mammoths and giant sloths, which literally date 12,000 years ago. It's wild. So they're literally helping restore the ecosystem that hasn't been available for so long in very strange ways. But that is so cool. That is so interesting.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What did they just let them loose into the environment and then they were just there?
Yeah.
Mr. Hippo. I don't want to screw with you today, so I'm going to put you out into the world.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
That's literally what
the hell was
going on.
Hippos? What the hell would he have done with...
Ask his son. Don't ask me.
I don't know if he'll know.
True.
That's
but maybe.
Craziness, man. Like, what do you do? What do you do with a hippo? Hippos are nasty, man.
I
watched Jumanji and Jumanji 2. I know. Hippos are mean. They'll eat you.
Oh, yeah.
They'll bite you. You'll be done. They'll take you and swallow you whole, those things. Those guns. They're nasty.
They are just as dangerous as bears. No. Hippos are just as dangerous as bears. If they're not in a tamed environment, they're insane.
Okay. What was your bear story?
Okay, so I'm sorry. I thought I've told you this in the past, but at one point in, I believe it was either Canada or in like Washington, somewhere in that woodland wintry area between Canada and the US, right? Where there was a drug mule, in this case was a black bear, that had a cocaine balloon in its stomach, right? A very large cocaine balloon. The cocaine balloon burst. The cocaine balloon burst at some point because clearly the animal was dead when they found it. It turns out, if you think about it, at the time when that balloon burst in his stomach, that bear became the single most dangerous apex predator on the planet for a brief moment. Just imagine that. Imagine if you came face to face with a cocaine black bear, with a coked up black bear.
But now here's the thing. Like, do you think? I think that if it opened up, it would have killed it pretty much instantly.
Well,
I don't think that it would have.
It's not instant because it's got to get absorbed through the bloodstream.
Okay.
So for the few minutes that it was alive, before it died.
But do you think that cocaine? I mean, cocaine's a hell of a drug. Do you think that it's going to have the same effect on a bear than it is a human?
With enough of it, I think so, because it managed to blow up its heart. So. Yeah.
fault.
And it managed to literally, you know, like, explode its heart. So I'm pretty sure it had a very similar effect.
That's another thing of humans, you know, being disgusting to animals.
Oh, don't get me wrong. The animal cruelty is you know, unfathomable and inexcusable. But dear God,
yeah.
That thing would be a tank. That would not get stopped by anything, not even a horde of bullets.
Yeah.
For like the 15 minutes it was alive.
Maybe cocaine hippopotamus, though. Yeah, maybe cocaine hippo could take
cocaine
it.
Is a hell of a hippo.
Speaking of animal cruelty and so forth, what do you call it? I actually watched a video today, the old video of Harambe. Remember, you know, with the little kid who fell into the thing.
Do you want me to get my dick out again? Do you want me to get my dick out again? You want me to get my dick out for?
Yeah, wasn't it?
Do you want me to get my dick out again?
No. I don't. Then put it away.
Stop talking about him.
You and your pickle dick.
Hey.
What do you call it? No, but that was personal. I saw it and I go, I was like, oh man, you know, like this is awful, you know, like I didn't want to see this again. But they when they said, why did you shoot the animal? They were like, well, if we stunned him, we're taking the chance. If they didn't take hold right away, he could have done more damage than not. Like he could have killed the kid or whatever. So they had to kill him before, you know, rather than taking the chance of stunning him and killing the kid. You know what I mean? Like.
That kid is going to get bullied for the rest of his life. It's going to, hey, you killed a f***ing legend. You know what I mean?
A legend in this time. Absolutely. I think he's in, like, social studies books and stuff. Anyway, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to Within Brim Skin. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. And Zambo and I will be hanging out with you again next week.